USA Radio News with Wendy King.
200 million Americans in the Midwest and the East Coast are in the path of a frigid air mass. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Witt.
I think we're just going to be mostly seeing a good bit of cloud cover for the most part during the day on Monday. As we get into Monday evening, that's when some rain comes into the picture. Probably starts spreading into eastern West Virginia Panhandle and the Blue Ridge Mountains on Monday evening. And then, of course, the higher elevations, we may see a little mix of rain and snow.
Two Trump administration officials have told impeachment investigators that they heard White House discussions with Ukraine. The transcripts of Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and Fiona Hill both appear to show some evidence of a quid pro quo between President Trump and Ukraine President Zelensky, military aid in exchange for an investigation of President Trump's political rivals. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Consumer sentiment is up, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The University of Michigan's early reading on consumer attitudes in the month of November finds a somewhat more positive outlook about the economy, but a slightly less favorable outlook when it comes to personal finances. The U.S.-China trade war remains a top concern for many, according to the results. The university also says data shows Americans are slightly more cautious about spending as they head forward.
Family and friends are set to bury the last victim of a cartel ambush that murdered 9 American women and children in Mexico. The funeral is for Christina Langford Johnson. Corrine is a relative who visited the site.
This is where my daughter-in-law and my family got massacred, murdered from the top of this mountain. They shot at him. There's evidence, there's bullets, remains, everything.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
After an uprising in Iraq, security forces killed 6 anti-government protesters and wounded more than 100 other people, pushing them back from 3 different flashpoint bridges in Baghdad. 5 of the people were hit by gunfire. The 6th person was shot in the head with a tear gas canister. Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard wants to end rumors of her changing parties. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Tulsi Gabbard keeps making her fellow Democrats nervous. The Hawaii congresswoman and Democratic presidential candidate appeared on Tucker Carlson's show. She wrote for the conservative-leaning editorial pages of the Wall Street Journal, and she's denounced Hillary Clinton as, quote, the personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long. But she's made it perfectly clear in her visit to The View that she will not run as a third-party candidate.
Very clearly, and I've said no every time, because I'm running to build a new Democratic Party, to take our party out of the hands of the corporate special interests, the greed and the warmongers, and actually make it so that our Democratic Party is a party that is of, by, and for the people.
Tom Perez, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, also sought to end the rumors. He said Tulsi Gabbard and every single candidate running for president as a Democrat understands it's not about them. It's about something much bigger. It's about beating Donald Trump.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio.